We're here for you today, Lord, you and you alone. Let our praise be your welcome. Let our songs be a sign. Let our praise be your welcome, and let our songs be a sign. We are here for you. Yes, we are here for you. Let your breath come from heaven, fill our hearts with your life. Yes, we are here for you. To you our hearts are open, nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You alone are holy, only you are worthy, God. Let your fire fall down. Let your word move in power. Let your word move in power. Let what's dead come to life. We are here for you. Yes, we are here for you. To you our hearts are open. Nothing here. Sing verse 2 again. Let us shout. Oh, let us shout.
Be your anthem. Your renown. Fill the sky. We are here for you. Oh, we are here for you. And let your word move in power. We are here for you.
last time. We welcome you.
We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, be welcome in this place. We welcome you with praise. We welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, be welcome in this place.
We welcome you, Lord, in your house today.
What a great song, but I want to sing that last verse again. I welcome you. It's good that we corporately, wherever two or more gathered, he's here in our midst. But what about I welcome you in praise? Why don't we do it that way, Tony?
I welcome you.
And I welcome you with praise. I welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, be welcome in this place. I welcome you with praise. I welcome you with praise. Almighty God of love, be welcome in this place.
So, great to sing it and put ourselves in there. If you have your Bibles and you want to turn to Psalm 122, or you could look on the overhead, it's a psalm David penned for worshipers to sing as they gathered in Jerusalem for the holy feasts. And as the worshipers would enter the gates there into the city and their feet would stand in the city, the people would invoke a blessing of peace and prosperity upon that place of worship. I love it when we come on the campus. I always say, Lord, bless this campus. Bless what you want to do here. And that's really what David is invoking the people to do. So you can follow along Psalm 122. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem that is built as a city that is compact together, to which the tribes go up, even the tribes of the Lord, an ordinance for Israel to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For their thrones were set for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. May peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brothers and my friends, I will now say, may peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. Father, what a blessing it is to know that we are blessed because we want you to bless Jerusalem. Lord, and just as in ancient times they would just declare the peace and the prosperity and the blessing upon that city, that place of worship, Lord, we do the same for our place of worship. Lord, we know that you're not limited to a location, Lord, whether we're in the car coming to church, whether we're walking in our lunch break at work, Lord, you're there with us. And so we thank you, Lord, wherever we place our feet, Lord, as we declare your praise and your blessing, Lord, you will do that. But Lord, it is very special to recognize that you have placed your name on Mount Zion. You'll reign there in the millennial reign for 1,000 years, and we with you. So that is a place, Lord, that we declare your blessing upon that place, Lord, that you would bring to pass, Lord, all your prophecies, all your will, Lord, in our lives and, Lord, for the history of man, and that preparation of you returning, Lord, to bring your saints home to be with you, and then coming back to reign and rule on Mount Zion in Jerusalem. So, Lord, what a powerful, powerful psalm that we sing and we declare and we incorporate into our lives. So, Lord, be blessed this morning, Lord, through your people's praise, and Lord, through your word, open our hearts to all that you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Feel free to stand or be seated as we worship the Lord. Thank you.
are my joy. You are my song. You are the well, the one I'm drawing from. You are my refuge, my whole life long. Where else would I go? Surely my God is the strength of my soul. Your love defends me. Your love defends me. And when I feel like I'm all alone, your love defends me. Your love defends me. After day, night after night, I will remember you're with me in this fight. Although the battle, it rages on, the war is already won. Yes, I know the war is already.
This would come down and lay his life down for us.
broken vessels. What amazing grace.
All these pieces broken and scattered, in mercy gathered, mended and whole. Empty handed but not forsaken, I've been saved.
Lost, but
this is the sweet sound of salvation. For the fact that we get to participate in it, we get to have a part through the blood of Jesus. Would you all stand with me today? And sing out these words. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. For I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing that together.
Amazing grace.
In you today, Lord, through the blood of Jesus.
From beginning to the end, all my life is in your hands. This whole world may hold me down, but it can never drown. Not merely flesh and bone, I was made for something more. You are God, you're the great I am, breath of life I breathe you in, even in the fire I'm alive in you. You are strong in my brokenness, sovereign.
church from beginning.
From beginning to the end.
You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory. It's no longer I.
It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. Christ who lives within me.
From
beginning to the end. You deserve the glory.
Morning.